We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Helen Butler. I'm a member of the Grade 8 of Zeta Psi at UGA, University of Georgia Chartering Line. Glad to be here. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary and we're having fun.
Hey, everybody, it's Maria Boynton. Of course, we're familiar with Helen because you're a chair of the Georgia Coalition for the People's Agenda, where we talk to you often about voting, election, voting rights, things of that nature. How you been, Helen?
I'm doing well, and I am so happy to be with my Sahras today.
Everyone, we're here today to talk about members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated establishing a scholarship fund in celebration of UGA chapter's 50th anniversary. I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and it is a great delight for me to have members of my sorority with me today. And it's extremely delightful to be able to share some history from the University of Georgia. We heard from Helen Butler, a member of the Grade 8. Now, Helen, tell everybody what the Grade 8 is.
We're the chartering line for Zeta Psi at the University of Georgia, creating the chapter back in the 1969. So we're just happy to be a part of that sisterhood and to continue the legacy of service.
We also have with us Niecy Wells, Beverly Shrimbury, Charlene Johnson-Benn. Let's talk a little history here, Helen. 50 years ago, you were a student at the University of Georgia. How was it for you?
Well, it was during the Civil Rights Movement in 1969. A lot of things were happening throughout the country, and we were engulfed in it as well, being first on the line, getting our line started and getting the sorority started. But we were active Sahras doing the work, doing civil rights. We were doing Black Student Union work. We were out marching, demonstrating, because when I first came to Georgia, there were only a few of us that were allowed to be on campus. It was a time when it was first integrated, right after Charlene and Hamilton Holmes were the first two African-Americans to integrate, and we came on after them. So it was really unusual to be in class, to be the only one of my kind in my class, not being able to see anyone on campus until we went to the Bulldog Room, which was the student union where we congregated. So it was a time of activism, a time of being engaged in the community and standing up for our rights.
So you're still an activist to this day.
I still am.
Why do you do it?
Well, I guess because I was in the middle of it back in the day. That was, you know, Dr. King was alive in the 60s, and we were there fighting for the Voting Rights Act, for the Civil Rights Act, which allowed us to actually attend the University of Georgia. So many things happened because of the work of those civil rights leaders. And so we felt that we had an obligation to give back to the community and to continue that legacy as well.
50 years later, the Zeta Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated is holding this grand celebration. How do you feel being a part of it all?
It is wonderful just to be here with all of my sisters. I never had a real sister in my immediate family. I only had brothers, mm-hmm. but Delta gave me lots of sisters that I just enjoyed tremendously.
Well, we're going to ask them later what they've learned from you through the years. But what do you feel you've learned from them?
Well, what I've learned is that being together in sisterhood, giving service, giving back to the community means a lot. And so that has stuck with me. And we were so grateful to have John Teal Robinson, who was our leaders that helped us to form the sorority. So all of us on the Grade 8 were just wonderful and blessed to be a part of that legacy.
Yeah, the Zeta Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated is the first African-American sorority founded on the University of Georgia's campus. So not only were you a charter member for Zeta Psi, you were setting a standard for bringing African-American sororities onto the campus.
That's correct, because while the university had their sororities and fraternities, they were not welcoming to us at that particular time. So why not start our own? And that's what we did, and we were very honored to be a part of that.
Thank you very much, Helen Butler. We're now going to talk to some of the other ladies, too. Helen, don't you go anywhere. Of course, we have with us Niecy Wells. She is chair of this entire weekend. How you doing, Sora Wells?
We're doing quite well. We're excited about the way that Sora's old and young are coming together to work together, to learn from one another, the things that we need to know in order for this to be great. So we went in with that thought, and the planning speaks to that, and you're going to see some wonderful things coming forward. We kicked off Friday night with a boom. It was a night of fellowship and sisterhood, and we culminated that evening by doing an old school line ceremony coming down the hills at Brumby Hall. If you knew Zeta Psi back in the day, that was one of the things we were known for, is when you bring them out, you bring them down Brumby Hall. And so we did that again in celebration of 50 years. And so we've got the walk run out in the community, the Athens community. We've also got a community fair where we're providing voter registration. We're providing health needs for folks and getting them everything that they need. And we're going to culminate with our grand gala ceremony. Sunday will conclude also with a rededication ceremony for all of the sorors who will be in town, and then an ecumenical service for all of our friends and families to join us in worship. And so we're very excited about that. We're excited about all of the pieces that are coming together.
What Niecy Wells was talking about when she talked about the run walk is the I Run and Walk for the Health of It. It's a 6.9K race in health fair that's being held on Saturday, October 26th. Some of you right now have time to get in on it. It's at 8:30 Saturday morning at Trail Creek Park. Others of you are listening on Sunday, so you missed it, but maybe you can get in on it next time.
The University of Georgia's current chapter works along with Athens Neighborhood Health Center, and they actually provide the 6.9K annually every year, and so it is our hope that they will continue in that tradition on next year as well.
Everyone, if you're just tuning in, I'm Maria Boynton. My guest today, and I have quite a few of them, I have Helen Butler, I have Niecy Wells, Beverly Shrimbury, Charlene Johnson-Benn, and Yvette Daniels. So they are sorors initiated through the Zeta Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority on the campus of the University of Georgia. 600 ladies have moved through Zeta Psi, and now they're coming together and celebrating 50 years of Zeta Psi at the University of Georgia. Helen Butler, as a chartering member, what do you hope you've showed them?
Well, I hope that I showed them that I live up to the ideals of Delta Sigma Theta, that of service, of scholarship, and giving to the community. And I hope that legacy continues with all of our sorors.
So, Niecy Wells, you are chair of this entire weekend that's going on. 50 years ago, you aren't even born yet. So when you were planning for this particular anniversary, what all went into it?
You know, some of my line sisters and some of my prophites and even some of my neos also talked about when we were coming through, becoming members, going through that journey, learning the names of everyone who had come before us and thinking that they were some folks that, you know, had created this legacy that was unattainable, untouchable. We'd never make it to that point. And now to have them sit next to you, to commune with you, to say you're doing a good job, to bless what you are blessing, it's just a full circle moment for us. My heart is indebted. I will never, I've never been a part of an experience like this, and I don't know that in 50 years I would be a part of another one, and so I'm grateful.
And you're also president of the group of sorors initiated through Zeta Psi, correct?
This alumni group, yes. So we pulled together, and of course you had to have someone that would be in charge of what would be the forming of this, because it had never been done before. And so I graciously took that role, and I hope that in some way, maybe I've done a good job.
Takes a lot to plan such an event, doesn't it?
It does. It does a lot of work, a lot of heart work, and a lot of hard work. And they have to go together. And so I'm grateful that these women, I knew they were able to do it, but they showed out in ways that I'm not even able to imagine, and how they brought those two things together and worked together to create what I know is going to be history making for both Zeta Psi, for Delta Sigma Theta, and for us as people.
I've been hearing all about this from Zeta Psi Initiate Chandra Kinsey, who works here at Intercom Radio here in Atlanta. And she talked about how wonderful things were coming together. She was showing me the program booklet, things of that nature. You all have put in the work.
Chandra has very quietly done a yeoman's task. She's very humble in her effort. She works very hard, and she works very quietly to make sure that every detail is taken care of. And so we are indebted to her.
So, Sora Wells, when we talk about the team, you have two ladies here. They started this a few years ago in preparation for the 50th.
That is correct. So Beverly Shimbri and also Charlene Johnson Benn, we watched them at the 45-year anniversary set the tone for what this needed to look like. We knew we had large shoes to follow, and we are grateful to have had their support to walk us through this journey and take it to the next level.
So Beverly, 5 years ago, how did you start the planning for what is happening now?
Charlene and I have been involved in numerous reunions and anniversary celebrations through the years. And so it was kind of an evolution of things that we became the two chairs of the 45th. And we both have such a deep and abiding love for Zeta Psi, for the University of Georgia, and of course for Delta Sigma Theta, that we wanted to do something extremely special. And so the 45th was not just the celebration of the 45 years of us being on the campus. It was also kind of a launching pad for the 50th, if you will. And with Charlene's great vision around some of the legacy-making things that we are going to talk about in just a second, we began to set the tone and set the pace for some of the wonderful things that we've been able to achieve over the last 5 years, and even some of them over the last few months. And I'm just astounded and just so grateful to not only the members of Zeta Psi, but also some of the supporters of Zeta Psi, some of the public who've been outstanding in support of this great honor that we have had the opportunity to share in together as sisters.
So Charlene Johnson Benn, what are you most proud of at this very moment that you all have been able to catapult to this moment based off what happened 5 years ago?
Sure. So, I was 6 years old when the University of Georgia allowed the Zeta Psi chapter to formulate. I was still a little girl in elementary school, just learning what it means to be a woman and learning what it means to be a woman of color. So to matriculate at the University of Georgia was a special enough opportunity. But then to become a part of the Zeta Psi chapter at the University of Georgia is very special to me. So when we were creeping around to the 45th anniversary and going toward the 50th, we began the 45th, as Beverly said, with the 50th in mind. We knew it would take some time. We knew it would take some convincing. We knew it would take some work to get everyone back together. And so it means so much to us to see not only the great eight coming back together, those of them who are still with us, and then also to see all of the 644 sorors come together in a great way to form this beautiful and awesome event that we're going to have, that we're having this weekend.
The great eight, what have you learned from the great eight, members like Helen Butler?
So the great eight are the backs on which we stand. We think about what it was like at the University of Georgia in the 60s. I'm named after Charlene Hunter, who was the first African-American woman to matriculate at the University of Georgia. And so we look back and we think about what it would have been like then. And even in the 80s, when I was at the University of Georgia, things still were not completely integrated. There were still things that were very different. It was a very different time. So when we think about those backs on which we stand, these ladies have taught us to fight for what we believe in. They've taught us to stand up when we know we need to stand up. And they also have taught us the sisterhood and what sisterhood means. And so when we contacted them to be a part of this great 50th anniversary, they were all in. They came together with us. They taught us the vision. And we're so excited to be a part of that.
50 years, the experience. Beverly Shimbri, what have the great eight taught you?
Well, first of all, I echo everything that Sara Benn has just said. But in addition to that, I'll add that not only have they been just a beacon and a light for us as we have made this journey through Delta, but they've also taught us the beauty of sisterhood in the sense of being open-minded, because it's so easy when you have done what they have done and charted the waters that they have to say, okay, this is the way things are done and this is the way we're going to do it. But they have been the utmost examples of graciousness in allowing the new flow of ideas and to allow Sara, such as myself, who plays in the 90s, and even Sara's way beyond the 90s, to come with these fresh and innovative and technological advances. And they get so excited, and it's so cute to see. And so what I would say is I would sum it up to say that they are just the epitome of sisterhood. And so I look to them as the example always, and I try to honor their example in everything that I do.
You've raised quite a bit of money.
We are so pleased to say that we are right now standing at $238,000 with just with your help. With your help, we would love, we have the opportunity to get to $300,000. And so we are so excited about that opportunity, because guess what? Those dollars are going to help to fund need-based scholarships for students to go to the University of Georgia.
So Beverly, if folks want to give to help, what should they do?
Absolutely. We would love for the public to get involved in this wonderful opportunity. So all you would need to do is to go to dstsitzy.com. That's dstsitzy.com, and click on the link that says donate.
And this is the Delta Sigma Theta Fortitude 1969 Fund, correct?
That's absolutely right.
So I understand that for every $50,000 members raise for the fund, the University of Georgia is matching.
That's right. And that's how it's possible for us to get to $300,000 with just another $12,000 of donations.
So, Charlene Johnson-Benn, I understand that you're partnering with the College of Arts and Sciences in this effort as well?
Absolutely. That's actually the college I graduated from. That's the Franklin College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Georgia is going to partner with us. They have been partnering with us. They're going to be donating and matching $50,000. Every $50,000 we raise, they're going to match that fundraising. This effort is huge for us.
Yeah, it's huge for 2019 as compared to 1969.
That's exactly right. In 1969, we were struggling just to become a part, to be admitted into the University of Georgia. And now we find ourselves in a position where the University of Georgia knows us. They know who we are. They know we have the ability to raise money for not only for the University of Georgia, but for people who are going to be matriculating there who are in need and are needing the monies in order, like myself, to attend the University of Georgia. It takes scholarship dollars. It takes money. And we want to also use this as a way to set the vision for other young people who might be interested in coming to the University of Georgia but might think that it's unaffordable. We're going to be playing our part in making sure that there is affordability in attending the University of Georgia.
So Yvette Daniels, you're chair of the scholarship committee?
That is correct, for our 50th anniversary celebration.
And you're also a UGA alumni board member.
I am. I have the pleasure of serving as the vice president of the UGA Alumni Association. It's been a great honor.
So in reference to you being a member of the initiates of Zeta Psi and coming up on the 50th anniversary, you worked, what I guess, as a liaison with the university. How was it in putting all of that together?
I think my knowledge of the university and the fact that the president, Jerry Moorhead, was putting together this capital campaign and this opportunity to give to students in need, first-generation students with this Commit to Georgia scholarship, that gave us an opportunity to give at a higher level than we ever could have done without the opportunity. So what that meant is that because we were able to raise $50,000, not once, but twice, with the Commit to Georgia Scholarship Program, the UGA Foundation matches that dollar for dollar. So our two $50,000 scholarships are now $100,000 scholarships, which ensures that a student in need every 4 years for forever will have access to resources to finish their college education.
So what does that say? Because we talked to Helen Butler, who was there, who entered the University of Georgia 52 years ago, and she talked about just trying to be recognized on campus and the difficulty it was. Of course, back then, that's the way it was. How do you see it? 52 years later, how far you've come in terms of being able to just matriculate on the campus of the University of Georgia?
I think we're at a great time for students. Students being recognized, students being able to get engaged, students that look like me, all across campus, the ability to study abroad, the ability to serve in leadership, the ability to try all their gifts and talents. Right now, where we are today, students that look like me, students like Helen from years ago, can do that at the University of Georgia. As the land grant university for the state, it is their job to be open for all of Georgians, and I think they're doing a really great job at doing that.
And even the opportunity to be an alumni board member, as you are.
It has been such an honor. I think the greatest honor is connecting with students. And when a student that looks like me sees me and feels comfortable talking with us, that's why it's so important for all Black alumni to make the effort to spend time at the university. Students want to see us. They want to know what the journey was like. They need us as much as we need them.
She's Yvette Daniels, chair of the Scholarship Committee. 50 years, the experience going on right now in Athens at the University of Georgia. We're talking about initiates of the Zeta Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of being on the campus of the University of Georgia. We've been bringing you Helen Butler, one of the great eight, the ladies who started the first African-American sorority on the University of Georgia campus. What have you learned from members of the Great Eight?
Perseverance. And they still care about what happens on campus. Even though it might not have been the best journey, they stuck with it. That's something we should all learn from, because we can't say we don't or we can't, because they did. And if they did and they matriculated and came out successfully, so can each of us. So can every student that is there. There's no obstacle too great to accomplish your goal. And that's what they did. And I hope all other students will do the same.
Yeah, it was on November 11th, 1969, that eight courageous women worked diligently to establish what would be the first Black Greek letter organization for females on the campus of the University of Georgia, paving the way for more than 640?
A little over 646 sorors all total.
Yeah, minority women. For them to serve the university and the Athens community, they are Carolyn Baylor Reed, Helen Butler, Carrie Gant, Beverly Johnson Hood, Cheryl Walton Jordan, Barbara Atkinson Moss, Deborah Bailey Poole, and Bendell Love Rucker. And of course, we have one of the great eight here with us, none other than Helen Butler. So Helen, to know that so many hundreds of thousands of dollars have been raised for your scholarship fund, specifically the Delta Sigma Theta Fortitude 1969 fund, how does it make you feel knowing that 50 years ago, you could barely even be recognized on campus?
Oh, it is so awesome, and I'm just so proud of what my sorors have done to really make a way for other students to come to UGA, because when I came, I had to sort of work my way on campus. I had a scholarship, but it wasn't enough. And so this will really give young people an opportunity to experience college life and to experience, hopefully, the young women that come, some of them will be Deltas, and will experience what we did in terms of getting to attend a large university. It's one of the Georgia State Universities. And it is just awesome that our sorors have done such a great job of raising this money to make a way for others.
How indicative is this of how things have or may have changed on the University of Georgia campus?
It's quite different from when I got there in 67. I can tell you that now. It is totally, totally different. We didn't have all the opportunities, as I said, to have funding to get to be able to attend college. We had to work jobs to really make a difference, to get our education. And a lot of our parents made tremendous sacrifices for us to be there. But this way, we can help other young people as they come and be a part of the University of Georgia.
Y'all, it is the 50th anniversary weekend. Activities are still going on in Athens and in the Athens community. We're talking about members of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority who were initiated through the Zeta Psi chapter at the University of Georgia, celebrating 50 years of sisterhood, scholarship, and service this weekend, going on right now in Athens, Georgia. And of course, Niecy Wells, chair of the entire weekend.
We're excited to have our 22nd National President, Soror Gwendolyn Boyd, to be coming to be a part of our grand gala, which is the signature event for the weekend. She will serve as the guest speaker for that occasion, and she will also be honoring the Sorors who have become large donors for the scholarship that we have funded for this occasion as well. Also, on Sunday during the ecumenical service, we are delighted to have Soror Jaylen Peabody Smith, our regional chaplain, delivering the sermon for the occasion.
Ladies, I just want to say congratulations to each of you. You've sustained for 50 years the Zeta Psi chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority on the campus of the University of Georgia. I'd like to thank Helen Butler, Niecy Wells, Beverly Shimbri, Charlene Johnson-Benn, Yvette Daniels, all of you ladies for being in here today.
Thank you so much. And we would just like to say Zeta Psi, fine since 69.
All right.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
Thanks for listening to Atlanta Up Close on News and Talk 1380 WAOK and the People Station V103. For more info, go to WAOK.com or V-103.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.